Hello, everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and this is the Red, White, and Rude, where I rip through the lies and get to the truth America's elites don't want you to hear. Tonight, we dive into conspiracies that shape our nation's soul. JFK's assassination, MK Ultra's mind games, and how they relate to a new conspiracy theory that will join their ranks as one of the most hated Americans in history, now becomes a legend via the Epstein files. A live scandal happening right now of elite cover-ups and potential blackmail. Regardless, it's got MAGA raging and Democrats scheming. From the 1963 Dallas shots to Epstein's 2019 suicide, these stories fuel distrust and unanswered questions. But then again, what conspiracy doesn't? However, this does prove the powerful play dirty, and we're here to call it out. No holds barred. So take off those trench coats and sit down as I break down what is a conspiracy theory partially created by the Trump administration's own fumbles. That is, it's exponentially grown over the last week simply because of dumb decisions. But before we begin, don't forget to bookmark grumblingsmedia.com and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify under the handle Grumblings Media. So let's get to it. I'm sorry, I got like a hair right here. Let's get to it. I called this episode Conspiracies as a Cultural Force in America Now Adds the Epstein Files to Its Library. So conspiracies shape American cultural identity through distrust in authority specifically, creating narratives that resonate across generations, and those conspiracy theories and the way we think and the way we look at them, they're setting the stage for the Epstein files. Let's start out with the MK Ultra conspiracy. And I bring these conspiracies up to show not that they're tied together, but they're tied together through the same type of distrust, as I said, in authority, specifically government. So the MK Ultra was once dismissed as fringe paranoia. MK Ultra was verified as a CIA mind control program involving LSD, sensory deprivation, and psychological manipulation. Now, it does have a dark legacy, and it runs through America's criminal and counterculture history. There's figures like the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, the Boston gangster, Whitey Bulger, and one flew over the cuckoo's nest, the author Ken Casey, all tied to covert experiments. We're not going to get into it, but I just wanted to show you the heavyweights we're talking about in a now confirmed conspiracy. So technically, it's no longer a conspiracy. But at one time, it was seen as such. I mean, even Charles Manson finds his name in the shadows, in the annals of MKUltra. And that's linked to CIA-funded clinics studying LSD and violent behavior. Who knows? Although it's unconfirmed, claims of elite entrapment at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion, allegedly filmed for leverage, honeypots, a honeypot scheme, where they, in essence, they film you while you're in with a woman and you shouldn't be in with that woman. Odds are you're married. But all of that, it stokes America's voyeuristic obsession. So that kind of elevates the conspiracy theory, as well as government overreach, the invasion of privacy, and what I would call cultural control. They want to control us masses, and they want to control the masses through the voices that we listen to. And as sad as it is, it's not just authority voices, but celebrities. Hence, huge hat there. So MKUltra's existence is confirmed by 1975 declassified documents. The Hefner Playboy and Epstein video claims remain speculative. Notice how I threw those together. The Hefner video of him taping individuals, that's as speculative as what we think are on those thumb drives that supposedly was taken from his New York home and then video from the island. We've never seen it. We don't know what's on it. A lot of conspiracy theorists will tell you they know with no credible evidence. And that's the key of what makes a conspiracy theory. No credible evidence, but logic would dictate the conspiracy theorist is correct. That's a massive disconnect that people don't understand. The FBI raids and what they said and what came out afterwards and witness accounts fuel Epstein rumors. But you had the same rumors with MKUltra. So MKUltra's shift from conspiracy to fact fuels our obsession, America's obsession with government overreach. I mean, let's look at it. Government overreach is a dark legacy. It permeates films, books, and music. They all talk and write and sing about it. And what it does, it reflects fears of elites hiding secrets in plain sight. So in regards to the Hugh Hefner Playboy Mansion, again, it was set up to film powerful figures for blackmail. There are stories tied, like the programming of Candy Jones. That was back in 1976, they said. But no declassified evidence supports those claims or alleged mansion tunnels, for example, to and from the Getty Museum. And my point in saying this is people speak. We've seen it with James O'Keefe for the Epstein files. We've seen government officials. They all claim they have seen this. And my favorite conspiracy theorist, which I don't think is conspiracy theorist, but technically it is, are the UFOs. 10 zillion witnesses, 10 zillion documents. But there's also disinformation campaigns. All of that's part of a conspiracy theory. So what's the parallel here with Epstein? Well, MKUltra's unverified blackmail rumors. That's what mirrors Jeffrey Epstein's alleged use of hidden cameras and videos to trap the elites, the powerful politicians, the powerful celebrities. You got Diddy. Same thing. Videos. They all brag about how they have. So with Epstein, videos. With Diddy, videos. Yet the public has never seen one frame of any of these videos. And in court, none of these were brought up or brought in as evidence. Think about that. And so the conspiracy to truth arc, I guess you could say, in terms of what ties this is the plausibility of Epstein's unproven but persistent sexual blackmail claims aligning with Hefner's and MKUltra and those claims. So as you can see, this conspiracy theory that turned out to be true, they're similar, not agendas in terms of what each one was about, but how they got it done to control others. In this case, both unverified, but it's the honeypot scheme. But the fact that they did these experiments with LSD and all that to see how it affected, it was a completely different experiment. But there was this old British film that came about, I want to say 10, 15, 20, maybe 30 years ago now. And they had the guys on the LSD. It was a platoon. And they were running a mission. And they were being filmed, maybe an hour, a couple hours in, a few hours in. They're all literally wandering the field. And the ones that still wanted to complete the mission, they eventually just gave up. Because they couldn't get the other team to do it and they were just getting tired of themselves. So these experiments, these mind games have been going on since the founding of this country, I would imagine. Or since the Industrial Revolution when science took many big leaps. So they've been around forever. In fact, they go around the thousands of ages, even the Bible, conspiracy theories about the Bible and mixed different hidden messages, things like that. So conspiracy theories, they're part of our world, and the Epstein files have now, in my eyes, officially become one, and we're going to get into why. And the reason I'm bringing this up in the red, white, and root is politics is downstream of culture, and conspiracy theories is part of our culture, and that's where it mixes in this episode. So let's talk about JFK assassination conspiracy and how there's something, it doesn't tie in, but something similar that we're hearing with the Epstein conspiracy theory. So the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy, obviously we all know happened in Dallas, and it's officially attributed to the lone gunman theory of Lee Harvey Oswald. And that sparked persistent theories of a bigger, wider plot that involves the CIA, the mafia. And after the Trump release, a big document dump I want to say 80,000 documents or papers. Now the Mossad, as rogue government elements and criminal syndicates have converged on the JFK assassination conspiracy. And this has fueled skepticism over the Warren Commission's findings, which I don't believe for a second either. And it's amplified by the Trump admins. Again, they're massive. It was March 2025 release of unredacted records. And this has led to skepticism in America's cultural psyche. And obviously, this, as I said, film, books, music. You know, Oliver Stone's JFK from 1991. I saw it once, probably 1991. So it's not like a legendary film. But a lot of people still talk about it when they talk conspiracy theory of JFK. In fact, they'll bring references of that movie up. Why? I don't know. It's a movie. It's fiction. So there is no verification in this, like MK Ultra. There's no definite evidence that confirms the JFK conspiracy. While the Trump administration's big dump in March 2025, it was between 63 and 80,000 pages of unredacted records, and that was per for you technical whizzes out there. That was Executive Order 14176, and that was January 23rd, 2025, when he took office. He said, "Release, let the hounds loose." And before that, there was a prior declassification in 1992, the JFK Records Act. And that was, I believe it was 30 years after the fact they would release them. So these reveal inconsistencies amongst the stories being told, amongst the conspiracist theorists' own hypotheses, their own theories, for lack of another way to say it. You know, it changes up the conspiracy theorist theory, is what I'm trying to say. In other words, what they said was a possibility is no longer a possibility. And truthfully speaking, that's how a theory works, you know. Hypotheses, theories, I always get them confused. But science, this isn't science per se, but with hypotheses or theories, you go with what's best until something better comes along. And so a lot of conspiracy theorists, their theories were knocked to the wayside with the release of Trump's document dump. But that said, let's be clear. Nobody really knows. There's a lot of crap out there and nothing's really sticking. And I kind of wonder if the Trump administration knew that. And plus, in both cases, MK Ultra and the JFK assassination conspiracy, there's a lot of evidence that's been lost. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I read a couple of thick books, but they were like 30 years ago on Jack the Ripper, the JFK. So I forgot like this. And it was when I was younger. I was curious. Hell, I used to read a lot of books on the serial killer. Their minds fascinated me and how you can be so cold, so calculating, and the worst part of it all is so emotionless. Excuse me. So emotionless. But anyway, so there's obviously inconsistencies with this big document dump, such as Oswald's Soviet and Cuban embassy visits or withheld CIA files. So they offer not really a smoking gun, but they do deepen the confusion. Witnesses like Ruby and stories like the Umbrella Man and theories like the Magic Bullet, all that adds to the murkiness, and it leads some to suspect the government prefers it that way. I believe that. For those wondering, the Umbrella Man was a figure seen holding an open umbrella on a clear day during JFK's 1963 assassination. And that has speculated to a signaler or conspirator in these theories. Ooh, excuse me. So then there's the Magic Bullet theory. And that's part of this, the Warren Commission's explanation of the JFK assassination. It claims a single bullet caused multiple wounds. And that's what they're saying. A single bullet went like, woo, 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 woo. And a bullet does bounce around, but not the way they said it bounced around. You're like, ah. Because they're saying it went through both Kennedy, and people forget Governor Conley was in there too and got shot as well. So that fuels the conspiracy theories due to its seemingly implausible trajectory. Okay, so what's the cultural impact? JFK's assassination, national trauma, with over 60% of Americans believing in a conspiracy. That was a Gallup poll in 2013. Now, the connection with Epstein is easy. The Mossad has entered the fray. And with the Epstein files, the Mossad is considered a potential player. Now, none of the Epstein files are not related to MK Ultra or JFK, but with conspiracy theories, the same lines, the same storylines, the same theories tend to be part of many conspiracy theories. Obviously, this has spawned countless books, The Russia Judgment. In fact, I think if you look behind me, it's somewhere in there, or I may have given that one away already. But I did have that book. That came out in 1966. There were films, again, JFK, social media, and Reddit, and just your traditional, and back in the day, bulletin board, just all kinds of groups. So JFK is probably one of the cornerstone ones. MK Ultra, not so much, but because of social media, it became more well known. So theories in conspiracy circles point to CIA involvement, and that's tied to Oswald's alleged allegiance in terms of ties in Mexico City. The mafia revenge for Kennedy's crackdown or Mossad connections linked to geopolitical motives. And that's the Mossad and the CIA are tied to Epstein. See, so similar storylines, you know. So what are the CIA Mossad rumors? Well, in terms of the JFK, the conspiracy circles allege that the CIA was involved because of JFK's anti-agency stance. That's pretty much seen as true in the eyes. It's like one of those given in conspiracy theorist world with JFK. And the reason I say that is the Epstein list, an actual list actually existing, is seen as a given in the Epstein files. So see the trend here? There's certain assumptions with no evidence to back it up. Roswell, it's just an assumption. It did land. We just don't have the proof yet. These are all speculative claims. I'm looking at my time right now. So the Epstein parallel, again, is those having the CIA and Mossad. So with JFK, that theory is a given. They suggest Oswald was a patsy manipulated by powerful elites, obviously to hide the broader plot. And that mirrors Epstein's alleged role as a fixer using hidden cameras and recordings to blackmail untouchable figures. And both are unproven narratives, both driven by those who say the CIA and Mossad was involved. Now, the Mossad with JFK dealt with more nuclear activities. I think they had just stolen our nuclear, or had just created their own nuclear bomb, but they'd stolen it from us to get the information. So different issues at hand, but the same storyline, CIA and Mossad involved. Both unproven. So let's get to the Epstein files. America's Live Conspiracy. That's what I call this. America's Live Conspiracy, meaning it's happening as we speak. So the Epstein case, I'm going to give you guys a primer here. Let me say this too. I have not talked about the Epstein case because it is a conspiracy theory. We'll never find out the truth at this point. Never. You know, and so you get a lot of grifters, clickbait, MAGA influencers, and they helped Trump get elected, but they're kind of full of themselves now. They think that people are following them, that they can influence. At the end of the day, 80% of MAGA will always follow Trump, regardless of what the influencers say. It's no different than Elon Musk flying too close to the sun. You know, all those applause at those Trump rallies, at those Trump events, Elon truly believed they were for him. Sorry, but they weren't. They were for Trump. And these influencers are the same, you know. But regardless, I haven't talked about it because nobody knows. There's no evidence. And granted, if there's evidence, the government's suppressing it. But what they're suppressing exactly, we don't know. But the conspiracy theorists called MAGA influencers, like Jack Posterbeck, there's a libertarian one, the redheaded libertarian, Tim Pool, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has come out as quite the anti-Semite, hasn't he? Same thing with Candace Owens. I don't know what they are, but that's how they come across. Tucker and Candace are the two worst. And what bothers me is Candace will always keep that base. I think Tucker will lose a lot of his base. You know, I don't know why I say that. I just have a feeling he will. I used to subscribe to Tucker, and I didn't watch his stuff much. And I was like, why bother? And I'm glad I did. I've learned a lot from some of his interviewees. But you have to be able to learn how to pick between what's legit and what isn't. And then when he starts getting on this Epstein, he has no proof You know, he always talks about, that was my world. That was my world. You know what? It was your, it wasn't your world. It was your daddy's world. He talks about his dad, how his dad was part of that world. He talks about some of the people he brought over, not good people. But he loves his father to death. So I think he has daddy issues. No different than a girl who has daddy issues and dates an older man. Tucker, his daddy issues have evolved to he hates everything his father represented and hates this country. And I'm sorry, not the country. Hates the people running this country who that embodies what his dad did. Can't hate daddy, but he can hate those who he sees today as embodying what his daddy did. Now, people are saying, why are you getting personal? I don't care. The man was attacking Mark Levin's sexuality. He gets personal. So go F off to those who think otherwise. So I shouldn't go there. You know, I never attack anybody. I'm never the primary person attacked. I respond to those attacks in kind. So I have no issues in saying that because I've always believed it. Could I be wrong? Yeah, I could be wrong. But that's not how I see it right now. So let's go back to the Epstein file. And that's what I mean. You have those people. They're making money off of this. They're growing their followings. And so, for example, with Tucker, with Thomas Massey, with Candace, you check out those timelines, and it's literally anti-Semites all the way down, giving them their support and love. You talk a lot of crap, you're going to attract a lot of flies. So, that's in case that slots seamlessly into America's conspiracy culture. It amplifies distrust in elites. Excuse me, in government with allegations of sexual blackmail, and it echoes MKUltra's rumor, Playboy Mansion films, and JFK suspected CIA Mossad cover-ups, tying both to Epstein's alleged use of hidden cameras to trap powerful figures and expose a persistent pattern of untouchable power manipulating society's shadows. Now, I say that, again, they are not directly related, but it's the same themes that seem to resonate. So we're going to now focus on Epstein. I just wanted to set it up to you as this is why it's a conspiracy theory. It has so many similar themes. But let's now get into the Epstein case. Let's toss the MKUltra and JFK conspiracy theories. I think you guys understand what I'm trying to say and why Epstein files, that will become a conspiracy as well. So, there's still a timeline of conspiracy fueling questions. So the Epstein case drives political distrust and conspiracy theories through a series of suspicious events, unanswered questions, and elite protections. Again, cementing its place in America's narrative of hidden power. So the timeline here, between 2005 2008, there was an initial investigation and plea deal with Epstein. In March 2005, the Palm Beach police launched an investigation after a 14-year-old accuses Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, that is, of molestation at his Florida mansion. Sparked whispers of wealthy financiers' dark secrets involving underage girls. And that's just a pedo. There's a term for it. It's not pedophile. It's, I forget what the term is, but they kind of layer the terms for what these are, pedophiles, bro, and there's two others. Pedophile being the one that's most known, but he's not, by definition, a pedophile. It's underage girls, but there's a specific term. But for all intents and purposes, when somebody says pedophile, they're just talking about an underage girl. So in May 2006, police charged him with unlawful sex with a minor. But the grand jury reduces the charge to soliciting prostitution. That's when you go, huh? It's pretty cut and dry, and he got that? By July 2006, the FBI opens a federal investigation into these activities. They were looking at a broader sex trafficking network. And the talk even back then was powerful figures potentially involved. Now, his lawyer was Alan Dershowitz. They weren't buzz. He was a lawyer. High-powered, rich individual getting a high-powered attorney. And Dershowitz was able to negotiate a lenient plea deal with prosecutors and a few speculation and backroom deals to protect Epstein's influential connections. That same year, July, the following year, Epstein's, in 2008, Epstein pled guilty. Epstein pled guilty to state charges of soliciting prostitution and soliciting prostitution from a minor. He got an 18-month sentence, served 13 months with work release, meaning he wasn't in jail. A deal so cushy, it suggests elite interference to conspiracy theorists. And I can't blame them for that. To me, that's exactly what it is. There was somebody upstairs cut him a break. That was the Bush. That was the Bush administration. Now, victims learned about that plea deal after it was finalized. They did not have a chance to weigh in. It obviously sparked outrage over their exclusion and creates more distrust in a justice system that's seemingly rigged for the powerful. Look at Diddy. He got off playing the race card, got off with a district in New York, Southern New York district, with the guy in the lead, a prosecutor, I believe, looking for his ticket to higher office. So let's fast forward. That was Diddy. I was just mentioning that, you know, with the rich and the powerful getting off. The rich and powerful always get off. O.J. Simpson, P. Diddy, too many white people that I can't even remember. I just remember those two because O.J. was one of my idols and Diddy was just recently in the news. But obviously Epstein, you know, it's clear as day, you know. So let's fast forward to 2018-2019. This is right before Trump, or this is during Trump's time in office. So the Miami Herald had an investigative series by Julie K. Brown that exposed Epstein's lenient plea deal. I remember that. I remember her. I wonder what happened to her. Anyway, it reignited public fury. It put pressure on authorities to revisit the crimes, the case. And obviously, 2018-2019, the social media is buzzing about elite cover-ups. That was November 2018. February 2019, a federal judge ruled the U.S. attorney led by Alexander Acosta violated the Crime Victims' Rights Act by hiding the 2008 plea deal from victims. I mean, it's minor. I mean, it's serious, but in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. But it did lend credence to the claims of systemic protection for Epstein. And my understanding is that U.S. attorney saying, look, this was from above me. I had no choice. You know, and then that was February and July. Epstein's arrested in New York on federal sex trafficking charges with allegations of abusing dozens of minors, prompting intense speculation about which powerful figures might be implicated. Now, how did Epstein get caught? I think they just dredged up the old charges, made him new by using different cases within them, because it was getting too hot. The heat was getting too hot to stay in the kitchen, so they arrested him. And obviously, on July 12, 2019, Labor Secretary went from DA to Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigned because of backlash. His stuff was out there. He was fully transparent what he did. He explained it, and they still wanted a scalp, so he became the scalp. He was a scapegoat. Again, this adds to the conspiracy theory. He's being made a scapegoat to shield the bigger names in Epstein's orbit. And on August 10th, Epstein is found dead. Epstein did not kill himself. What's the saying? I'm not suicidal or Epstein did not. You guys have seen the memes, but he's found dead in his Manhattan jail. The jail cell officially ruled a suicide, but the suspicious timing and lax prison oversight. See, that's what gets me. That ignites more conspiracy theories. And then obviously the CIA and Mossad ties became social media fodder. So 2020 to 2022, there's a Ghislaine Maxwell fallout. That, you know, she was one of Epstein's confidants. She's arrested and charged with aiding his sex trafficking. She had elite social ties. She comes from money. Big time father involved in the printing magazine industry, I believe. But there are also ties of her to intelligence figures. More conspiracy theory meat. And those ties were dealing with a potentially broader network. So, 2020, arrested July, December 2021, December 30th, she's convicted of sex trafficking and conspiracy, which is, they say, is a rare win against Epstein's inner circle, though many on social media argue her conviction distracts from unpunished elite clients. Notice the trend here. It doesn't matter who gets convicted, who gets caught. It's never enough for the conspiracy theorists. Never. That's why I say this is going to be a conspiracy theorist, because MAGA grifters, whether they're Tucker or Pospiak or the redheaded libertarian or I'm trying to think Oh, there's so many out there. The Rogans. Yeah, it's they're out there. They're never going to be satisfied. The Daryl Maids, he's some anti, in my opinion, an anti-Semite. The guy gets his facts wrong on Hitler, and or he purposely lies to create revisionist history. But he tries to spew that, hey, Hitler wasn't as bad a guy as history is making him out to be. You know, I think the 6 million dead Jews kind of speaks for itself there, Daryl Cooper. Now, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but based on what I've seen, what I've heard from him, that's the conclusion I come to believe that he is. You've got to come to your own conclusion. You know, check out some of his work. But anyway, these are the people that will never be satisfied. And just for the record, when you go to the Martyr Maid and you check out when he posts something, all the follow or all the comments are anti-Semite comments, anti-Semitic. So let's get back to this. So she's convicted, and I'm going to talk about this later, but let me point it out here. If there was a client list, don't you think she would have given it up to get immunity in a heartbeat? So in June 28, 2022, Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison, but her silence on Epstein's associates keeps conspiracy theories alive regarding protected power brokers. So let's get to the present, 2023-2025. In 2023 of December, a federal judge orders the unsealing of court documents from Virginia Giuffre's defamation case against Maxwell, promising revelations about Epstein's network and raising hopes of exposing elite complicity. Now, Virginia Giuffre, and that you've got to toss her out, G-I-U-F-F-R-E. She's the one who accused Alan Dershowitz and Prince Andrew. So, that was December 2023. The following month, the courts began progressively unsealing documents, and it revealed over 150 Epstein associates, including high-profile names. But the redactions and vague details showed this wasn't a clear list. And I think this may be the list that Dershowitz is referring to that nobody wants to talk about. Because we'll talk about Dershowitz here soon. So in February 2024, Florida's governor signs a law making additional Epstein-related documents public, seen as a win for transparency, but criticized as a political move to deflect from deeper secrets. See what I'm saying? Nothing's ever enough for the conspiracy theorists or the MAGA influencers' grift. And this has nothing to do with me defending Epstein. Sex trafficking is horrible, but it's taken away from the fact that, for example, 300,000 missing kids that Biden allowed to enter the country that they lost track of that are probably sex trafficking. They found 14 of them in the weed raid last week in California that ICE raided, 14 of them, including a couple of adults that were caught in that sting that were illegals that were child abusers. So to me, I get angry because this is taken away from that. But hey, it's okay for the Robbie Starbucks, the grift off this. And I like Robbie Starbucks. But these guys, it's like Trump can do 99 things right and he does this one thing wrong. Oh, how dare you? You betrayed us. Go to hell, people. Go to hell. You know, February 2025, the Department of Justice releases Epstein files, controversially sharing some with conservative influencers that really was just information that had already been out there that had been consolidated into a binder. You know, so in July 2025, this month, a DOJ memo sent the Axios that was the closing of this case claims no incriminating client list exists. And that obviously infuriated the MAGA influencers. I say influencers, not supporters, because they're driving this. The only one who I would sit there and listen to is Mike Cernovich. He spent his own money and kind of opened the door or to reopen the door with the Epstein list, if I remember correctly. But most of these others, no. Alex Jones, no. Oh, my God. Alex Jones, actors were in charge of Sandy Hook. The guy will say anything for a freaking click. I mean, look at him. Look how big he is. The guy's got to eat a damn cow to keep his keep himself going. That's a lot of clicks he needs to keep supporting his lifestyle. Anyway, yeah, I'm being sarcastic. I'm not a big Alex Jones fan. I don't dislike or like him, but he does not help our cause a lot. Anyway, So this 2025 memo that Axios got, which was a little bit, and this is more fodder for the conspiracy theorists. Why would the Trump admin, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, the top three law enforcement officers currently, leak it to a leftist organization? Why not Fox News, Breitbart, Daily Caller, one of the influencers themselves, Tucker Carlson? Why not leak it to one of them? Things that make you go, but a conspiracy theorist is going to add it to the information they have. Make sense? Okay, so the conspiracy theorist, when this is released, it's a cover-up. CIA or Mossad is driving this. Notice the trend there. So just this past week, internal conflicts supposedly erupted among FBI Director Cash Patel, Deputy Director Dan Bongino, and Attorney General Pam Bondi over the DOJ's halt on further disclosures, with President Trump defending Bondi and urging MAGA supporters to move on. The grifters aren't going to move on. And what I say grifters is they post stuff like this continually on social media platforms, and they get checks cut to them for engagement, on X at least. You know, and this helps. They push people to their Substacks. You know, they get invited to other podcasts, big podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So it is a grift. And when I say grift right now at this moment, I say it in a negative fashion. I do mean it that way. But in this moment, a grift can be good or bad. People got to earn a living. They got to provide us information. But I kind of view this grifting as it's kind of bad. They are offering not one scintilla of actual proof. Nothing but conspiracy theories. And they may be right. They may be right, but they're offering no proof. Maybe they can't. Maybe the lid is so tight on this. But either crap or get off the pot and give us something, conspiracy theorists. If not, that's all this is. And for me, I don't have time to dwell on a conspiracy theory. I don't. When Trump is actually, this past year, had a phenomenal track record against sexual trafficking, stopping rings, arresting people, etc. I mean, like I said, 14 people to 300,000. It's only 14. It's 14 young kids who aren't going to be abused anymore. Let me take your kid, throw him in there somewhere, get abused. And then somebody goes, oh, he's only one of 300,000. How are you going to feel? Exactly. So let's get to Alan Dershowitz. I'm sorry. Let's get to the key figures. Let's start with Prince Andrew. He was named the court documents of Virginia Giuffre's allegations for sexual misconduct. Andrew settled a civil lawsuit in 2022 for about 12 pounds or 12 million euros, part of which supported Giuffre's anti-sex trafficking charity, SOAR, and it led to his loss of royal titles and public duties. He's pretty much been cemented as a social pariah, and that fuels the theories of royal protection. You know, and the reason this happened to him was because he had a terrible interview and there was a photo found of him with her. That was it. That was it. So he thought, oh, hell, let me just settle out, especially after that terrible interview he gave. That's what happens when you're given everything. You're never told, though. You think your crap doesn't stink and you think you can get away with it. Give a terrible interview and it collapsed on him. Alan Dershowitz was accused by Giuffre of abuse in 2014. Now, Dershowitz was cleared in 2022, and she dropped everything. And she said, quote, I now recognize I may have made a mistake in identifying Mr. Dershowitz, unquote. Translation, I was lying, but this is the best you're going to get. And she claims she was young in a stressful and traumatic environment. That's no excuse to blame an innocent man. He used up all his life savings, and he's well off. Martha's Vineyard guys, and he became a pariah. Only now is he regaining his status. And Dershowitz alleges that she was pressured by lawyers. David Boyd is one to name him because she didn't mention him initially. But his role in Epstein's 2008 plea deal put him front and center. Now, Virginia herself, key Epstein accuser, Giuffre's claims against Andrew Dershowitz obviously drove major lawsuits, but it was her 2022 retraction of Dershowitz's accusation, admitting, again, quote, may have made a mistake, unquote, due to trauma. She's discredited. And once you're discredited, you go from being discredited to somebody say, oh, she's just a liar. I thought she was a damn liar. See, so she became persona non grata in terms of the legalities of being able to use her. When they prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell, they didn't bring Virginia up. She was that bad of a potential witness. Said we can beat her. We can take care of Maxwell without her. We don't. She will hurt our case. So, and rest in peace, Virginia passed away, I want to say about a month ago. She got hit by a bus and died a few days later, something like that. Yeah, so what are the ramifications? Well, Andrew's exile, Dershowitz's clearance, Jeffrey's damaged credibility. All this does nothing but confuse all the issues and create greater distrust in the justice system seen as protecting elites. Because people think, to this day, Dershowitz is guilty. See, that's how a conspiracy theory works. You can present them with the evidence because everything's so muddled up already, they'll just view it as more muddled information. Not evidence, but information. Plus, conspiracy theorists are making a buck too. You kill the conspiracy, you kill their ability to generate revenue. So Epstein's case mirrors MKUltra's blackmail rumors and JFK's elite cover-ups with unverified claims of hidden videos and elite protections fueling social media. And let me toss in the tie-in with the CIA and Mossad. Again, this conspiracy theory is now a full-fledged conspiracy theory because of that Axios DOJ memo that claimed there is no incriminating client list that exists. And obviously, the MAGA crowd influencers who have made money off of this and other conspiracy theorists, cover up, cover up, cover up. Now, again, the internal conflicts erupted between Patel, Dan Bongino, and Pam Bondi over all this. Now, President Trump has come out and defended Bondi and telling MAGA, hey, move on. So all this has done is deepen suspicions that woke culture masks elite corruption. So what's that mean? The rich get away with it. So where does it stand as of today, as of me speaking to you? Well, that memo, the Axios that came out last week that I've been talking about, it was two-pager and denies the client list and it reaffirms the 2019 suicide and there is no blackmail ring. And this distrust from MAGA has been focused on Bondi. Because you know what? MAGA influencers are on their knees. And I literally mean that as I say it. They are on their knees for Dan Bongino and Cash Patel. Now, there is some reasoning to be all over Bondi. And for the record, Patel is going to stick around. He came out with a post, social media post on X, I believe, said, hey, he loves his job. He's only leaving and President Trump requested his leaving. Because a couple of days ago, word on the street. You know, these sources are as reliable as the New York Times sources from 2015 to today. Meaning, our anonymous sources, Trump is bad. And at the very bottom, we can't prove this, but we hope to one day prove it. But that's what our anonymous sources say. You know, they're useless anonymous sources. They were saying that Cash Patel was going to leave if Dan Bongino, the number two, left. And I'm thinking, what? Cash Patel, this has been his dream job. And then, doing research, I found out he went to college with Bondi. And Susie Wiles is Trump's right-hand woman, who you never see. You always see the cabinet members and the like, but she's really driving the ship, driving the car. She's tight with Bondi. So all this sourcing from the MAGA grifters, I mean influencers, was nonsense. So in essence, the influencers are alleging deep state cover-ups. Again, every conspiracy theory does that. Now the Democrats, Jamie Raskin, he's a vile human being. When he had brain cancer and supposedly was dying, everybody came together to talk about him in a positive way, work with him, help him any way he could. Since then, he wishes death of conservatives. I'm sorry. People like that, the day they leave this earth, the earth is a better place. You know, to give all this love, this care, wanting the best of him, he turns around and says, you should die because you disagree with me ideologically. That's who Jamie Raskin is. He's a vile, 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 evil human being. That's my opinion. That's shared by millions of others. So he wrote a letter July 9th demanding Trump-related documents. What he's trying to do is take advantage of it to make Trump look bad. It's meant to create a false narrative, to impugn Trump's reputation. That's all it's doing. So, and the Democrats said no Obama-Biden era investigations were involved because there was no need to protect anybody. And that kind of made no sense when I came across that. But that's Democrats for you. So what's the DOJ FBI official position? Again, you go back to that July 6th memo reported by Axios. No client list or comproma, which is coercive material like videos, exists. And then they say there's 10 hours of 29 jail footage. However, the video is missing 1 minute due to a midnight system reset per the New York Times. Now, people are freaking out over this, but that's pretty standard. You do a change of watch or you have to change the film out. You know, these are city resources. There's no redundancy like there is in the military. So that doesn't shock me. People, oh, conspiracy theory. Now, the guard testimony also confirmed Epstein's suicide by hanging. So now I don't believe all this. In terms of the guards, I think if there is, I don't believe that he killed himself. You can convince me, as another person said, that he may have killed himself knowing, hey, I got to die here because I'm not going to spend 30, 50 years in jail. I got to kill myself. And they left everything so nobody was around so he could do that himself. I could buy that. But this is just too fishy. But we'll never know because there's no evidence. We don't have access to everything in terms of, we need to talk to the guards in a setting where they can't wiggle out. But that'll never happen. And supposedly there's over 1,000 victims identified, but court sealed materials protect their privacy and have blocked further releases. Now, see, here's the thing about the grifters, I mean, the MAGA influencers. They don't care. Expose all those victims. Again, if it was your child, would you be so willing? No. So they're closing the case despite MAGA grifters, influencers, being furious. Jack Posobiec, oh my God, see, this is what gets me. They get all on stage as if they're more righteous than Jesus Christ. And they think in their minds they are. They think they are. These are people who wipe their tush, slobber it up with crap, hit send on their mobile device, and then think, they're as pure as the driven snow. And I'm sorry that sounds so crude, but that's how these people are. And I support these people, but they've lost it on this. And what I'm trying to tell you is they are grifting on this. Everything bad that people talk about them, they are validating that with this. But I agree on a lot of other things they've done, but it's like, my God, let it go. It's like, I remember standing on watch with somebody once in the military, and the girlfriend had dumped him. It's all like, it was a 4-hour watch. Like at a 3.5-hour point, I was like, dude, shut up. Get over it. She dumped you. Move on. And my take isn't that I don't care about this. It's, we're never going to prove it. It's now a conspiracy theory. But we can find some of those 300,000 kids. We can't sit here and look at our economy. Look at the ICE immigration, these other promises. This great work that Trump has done. But they don't want to. It's as if this has become part of their psyche. So what about the CIA and Mossad? There were about 30-plus posts between Epstein and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak at his Manhattan townhouse in Palm Beach Estate between 2008 and 2015. Now, this guy, Barak, says he didn't know that he'd been convicted. You know, had his sister, had his 13-month furlough. He says he didn't know it. This is the former Prime Minister of Israel. What do you think about that? Former Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Barak. They're in charge. He's in charge of Mossad. He knows what Mossad's doing. He knew about Epstein. So now you can see why the Mossad comes in with the cover-up. He did not help that cause. And that's adding to his 2016 carbine tech startup investment that was linked to Barak, Epstein's that is, and that fuels conspiracy theories. Posobiec's big on that. And Mike Benz is another one, alleging Mossad ties. He has some good stuff, but I think he's jumped the gun. Now, if anybody has any proof, he does. But he tends to tie together a lot of loose innuendos here. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But again, that's why it's conspiracy theory. The claim it was a honeypot operation to blackmail elites with underage girls, with Ari Ben Menashe, who claims Epstein was a Mossad asset has never been proven. Tucker Carlson, who talks like an anti-Semite right now, claims at a Turning Point USA speech just today, I think, or yesterday, that Epstein was a Mossad asset running a blackmail op with no evidence to back it up. Provides more fodder for the conspiracy theories. CIA connections remain speculative. Social media posts citing unnamed intel sources suggest Epstein's wealth and elite access point to CIA protection. Did it happen? But again, there's no proof. These are innuendos with logic saying, yeah, I can see that. Okay, where's the proof, buddy? Well, I don't have it, but logic, proof, logic, proof, logic, proof, logic, proof, conspiracy theory. See how that works? Sad but true. It's sad. It's sad but true. So how did Bondi screw this up? Well, Bondi hyped the client list on Fox News, telling John Roberts, quote, it's sitting on my desk right now, unquote. And Sean Hannity and Jesse Waters, quote, we're reviewing tens of thousands of videos, unquote. She has answered these questions now. She says she didn't mean the client list. She meant all the files in their entirety. And I can believe that. And she may be lying, but I can believe from the perspective this is not being caught as Epstein's client list. It's not being called the Epstein case. It's Epstein client list. Epstein client list. That's the term. Maybe that's what was going through her mind when she said it, and what she meant were all the files. Tens of thousands of videos she's come out and said they are those videos of child porn. So whether you choose to believe her or not, it's up to you. I don't believe her or not believe her because I'm like, there's so much crap here, we don't know what to believe, so I have moved on. I'm just talking to you about it because it's in the news, something of interest, and I want to give you a realistic take of what it really has become. One social influencer, Cat Turd, he earns a lot of money too, said that Bondi played us. Savannah Hernandez, another influencer, these are both MAGA influencers, asking, quote, where's the list, Pam, unquote. These people speak as if they have authority. These are just people living in their own basements like I am, you are, we all are. Now, where she did screw up was giving binders to the influencers in February, calling it phase one. And Axios is correct when they said it inflamed MAGA hopes and crashed them. Then on May 10th on OANN, she, in an interview there, she doubled down claiming, quote, big names, unquote, would be exposed. Social media, once again, Jack Posobiec, social media influencer, called her, quote, all talk, no action, unquote. See, Posobiec thinks this crap doesn't stink himself. He's been caught in many, many lies and his own innuendos. So when I see them attacking each other, I'm like, y'all are killing us. You're killing this movement. Both of y'all are bad. Bondi in speaking more than she should have, and Posobiec thinking he toots his unicorn farts and he can go toot in front of a girl he just met and thinks she's going to fall in love with him. That's how big his head's gotten. Now for Bondi, she probably saw a potential governorship in Florida in her sights. Word on the street, she may be thinking of being a dark horse for the 2028 race. She saw speaking engagements to enhance her profile and bank account. As far as the 2028 dark horse race, imagine if she had been the one who could claim, yeah, I'm the attorney general who exposed Epstein, who revealed it. Now, she did push high-profile case between 2011 and 2019. This is where Megyn Kelly can grow up because she had a pattern of leveraging publicity to tie in with the case for her success, and she's trying to do the same thing here. So Megyn Kelly, man, I learned in the 1990s, and a woman explained this to me, my boss. She said, women are the most cruelest towards one another. She goes, because one, there's a glass ceiling, and if there's more than one woman in the same workplace vying for the few slots or slot above them, they will cut each other down faster than they will a man screwing them over. And when I hear Megyn Kelly talk, always preface with, I'm not against her. Then she rips her a new one vitriolically. I mean, beyond how she normally does it. And I love Megyn Kelly. It's a one podcast I don't miss. There's the All In podcast, that podcast. Megyn Kelly, All In. Patrick Bede, they'll wait maybe a day or so. But those three are pretty much my go-to in terms of I just enjoy. Doesn't mean I believe everything they say. I just enjoy. But that's when I noticed Megyn Kelly. Boy, she's vitriolic. And sure, Bondi did go out too far in terms of some of the claims. Has anybody considered that maybe she told the truth and now she's being told to shut up? Anybody consider that? No one. And Megyn Kelly's so vitriolic with her hate, she won't consider it, or she'll poo-poo it and say, no, this is what it is. And to give you a point of why I say this is, she was all over. She was on her knees for the Epstein coroner that Epstein's brother hired, rather. Epstein's brother, he hired a coroner saying his crap doesn't stink. And the guest she had pushed back. No, he was fired. He said his own set of issues. But Megyn portrayed him the day earlier as somebody who walked on water. And because of that episode, I no longer trust Megyn as I used to. I used to think she walked on water. She was always unbiased, or she's biased like I am, but she gives the full facts. So she used that trust I had in her to not be truthful to me. But there's no doubt Bondi got ahead of herself and fumbled the ball. But again, maybe she spoke the truth. And why do I say that? Trump spoke with Bill O'Reilly in March 2025. Bill O'Reilly talked about this on News Nation. And per Bill O'Reilly, my assessment of what O'Reilly said, that Trump shut this down. And in essence, shut her down. O'Reilly's claim is that he spoke with President Trump. And they were talking about the MLK, JFK, and Epstein files. And that he said the Epstein files is filled with a lot of names that had nothing to do with the Epstein files that MAGA talks about. But just casual meetings or a business meeting or meeting with somebody who said, hey, these two should meet, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing to do with it. Trump's like, we can't let those names get out. They'll be destroyed. And people say, oh, no, we can sit there and tell the difference. No, you can't. No, you can't. The left and those unscrupulous people trying to create engagement, they'll take a picture of an innocent person he may have taken with Epstein, who on the way out, Epstein goes, hey, let's take a quick picture. May have met him just at one time, and boom, oh, you're good friends with Epstein. That means you're a pedophile. You see how that works? So, and that Trump's not stupid. He knows that. So what about Patel and Bongino? Well, pre-taking these jobs, Bongino said March 2024 on his podcast, quote, the Epstein list will rock the Democrats, unquote. Patel questioned the suicide on Newsmax. He was on the Sean Ryan show, spewing all kinds of stuff. I'm there the first week it's released or something like that. Now, they were facing backlash. Oh, no, Epstein didn't kill himself. No. Trust us. This is how they look when they were talking. Like deer with their headlights on him. Deer in the headlights. And I think Bongino, he's mulling resignation. He's taking some time off. He's doing that to protect his 5.2 million follower media career. That's why I think he doesn't want to get caught in the hoopla, so he wants to throw Bondi under the bus and get out of there. And he won't talk about it. Again, Charlie Kirk and Megyn Kelly, they can't control Bongino. He'll be out talking. No, he won't. He can be signing so many NDAs. And who's he going to – and if he crosses Trump, Trump will destroy him. He's a minor player in all of this. Well, he's got 5 million followers. There's about 25 million MAGA active accounts. He's got 5 million on Rumble. Rumble, which he has an ownership stake in. So he's not the same to portray him. He's a political loser. Lost his Senate race in Maryland. Lost the House race in Maryland. Lost the House race in Florida. I mean, I like Bongino. Don't get me wrong. I don't listen to him. I just don't care for him. I just don't. But I don't dislike him. I like him because I think he's fighting the MAGA fight with us. But I think this is all a charade for him to protect his private sector job. He's got no political clout. He's got a large MAGA following. That's about it. And he did push Epstein to kill himself. So he wants to protect that. But I guarantee he won't talk about it. He'll say it. I can't talk about it. Wink, wink. I can't talk about it, but I'm with you. I guarantee it's going to come out. Now, Patel, he's a Stetson University classmate of Bondi's. He's not quitting, or he said he was going to quit. Now, they're saying, John Solomon said that they've got this big FBI collusion from Russia, how they tried to take Trump down. That's going to be coming out. He's been helping to lead that. It's too big a project to dump. But this is what he said. He said, quote, this is talking about Patel, Kathy Patel. Quote, the conspiracy theories just aren't true. Never have been. It's an honor to serve the president of the United States, at real Donald Trump, and I'll continue to do so for as long as he calls on me, unquote. MAGA has this godlike view of Patel and Bongino, Katcher, Savannah Hernandez. There's just two of them, Jack Posobiec. It's like, get off your knees. He's just a regular guy who's a warrior in this battle, but why are you cutting him a break and jumping out of the repentant body? I know why, but you as an influencer who's supposed to be smart, take a step back and go, well, okay, they said, but they work for her. Well, correct, but I have seen many FBIs and AGs on the outs of one another doing their own thing. Why? Because only Trump can fire them. The AG is not going to go and fire the FBI director without Trump's say-so. So he may fall under that hierarchy, but they need to do their own thing. They may have to do what the AG tells them to at times, but they still do their own thing. So that's a little bit of a misnomer there. Now, Dershowitz alleges Jeffrey's lawyers, David Boise, specifically prompted the 2024 accusation despite no prior mention. Now, he was cleared in 2022. And the reason I'm bringing him back up is in March of this past year, he claimed the client list. He's on video, went viral this past week. And Megyn Kelly asked him about that. He emailed Megyn Kelly back saying, to clarify, he only saw a redacted 2024 court filings. And I'm assuming when he saw it, it wasn't redacted. So he saw the actual names on it. But it wasn't a client list. But they're saying, see, he says there's a client list. There is no proven client list. See, that's what an influencer should be doing, what I'm doing. Go out and actually find out. And I didn't find out firsthand. Is I cool out this information. That was part of my job in the military. You analyze it, you break it down, and you disseminate it. And you look for key points, the truth. Now, my issue with Dershowitz is that he's just angry. He wants payback. He feels that list should be released because if he had to go through hell, so does everybody else. That's why he wants it released. He wants to see other people go through the ringer like he did. He wants people to join his club so he can go, see, there's a whole bunch of us who were innocent. He's tired. He's a broken man when it comes to Epstein and what he went through. And I don't blame him in that sense, except for the fact, don't wish ill on others. Just keep fighting the fight. It's all you can do. The guy's almost 80. Prince Andrew remains a pariah. Then there's Ehud Barak, as I said, 30-plus post-2008 meetings. He's in Israel, or he's not American, so we haven't heard much about him. So all the MAGA influencers and motives, Laura Loomer, Jack Posobiec and others, they're pushing outrage. Is it engagement-driven profit, ignoring the no client list that surfaced in court per the AP, meaning they're ignoring the evidence that nothing is there? They're on the conspiracy bandwagon. Release the Epstein list. There is no list that anybody has ever shown proof of. And my point is maybe you should fund your own investigations. Do some journalism, but they won't. They do frame it as a cover-up. Maybe it is, but do your job. Try to do some journalism. Loomer called Bondi's handling, quote, unforgivable, unquote. Posobiec decried, quote, mismanaged mess, unquote. Maybe true, but all you're doing is screwing everything MAGA's worked for. And I'm not saying, well, you got to cover this up and we got to move on. I'm saying you got to move on because there's no way to prove anything. And there's more important battles you're fighting. Now, why would you say that, William? Sex trafficking is an issue. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I do know this. They have hundreds of pedophile rings and arrests have been made under the Trump administration this past year. Again, 14 just the other day, a few days ago, with the raid of the weed farm in California. And on top of that, a couple of the adults arrested were adults who loved to mess around with kids. Not those kids per se that I know of, but have been arrested in the past before that. But the reason I say that is it ranked number 8 in the 2024 polling of various polls as to where the Epstein list fell in terms of the most importance. And number 8 may as well be 10,000 miles away. Usually it's the top two or three that matter to the people. Everything else is like, yeah, let me think. Well, what about FC files? Yeah, I guess. You know, that's how low down the totem pole it is. But my issue with Megyn Kelly, just to reiterate, she just defends Patel and Bongino like they're saints. She blames Bondi for overpromising. She's right. While correct, the vitriol is way over the top towards a female colleague, framing Bondi as lazy or incompetent. She's using what worked with her for her as an AG. If Megyn Kelly had done the research, she would have realized that. This echoes of the stereotypes of women undermining each other in a professional setting. In this, it's politics. It's akin to a catfight. While fully excusing Bongino's flip-flop and not calling him out. Because if Bongino had any credibility, he would have said, no, y'all are covering things up. I'm not going to go out there and say he did not kill himself. I've got to resign. But did he? No. Well, William, you've never been in that position. Yes, I have. And I've lost a lot. At this point, it's probably clearly over $1 million in pay, salary, from jobs I could have had for what I did and coming out as conservative. So go to hell. Then there's, again, Mark Epstein's, and I'm going to reiterate this, Mark Epstein's medical examiner, Dr. Michael Baden. Mark Epstein being Jeffrey Epstein's brother. He claimed in 2019 that Epstein's injuries suggested murder, not suicide, portraying him as a victim. His findings were cited on Kelly's podcast, and she depicted Baden as literally somebody who walks on water with the praise. And I took her word for it, thinking, well, man, this is pretty interesting here. Then again, to reiterate, a guest on the following day pushed back, noting Baden was fired by Giuliani in 95 for mishandling evidence and facing credibility issues in high-profile cases. So she wasn't totally honest with us. Then there's a Bill O'Reilly reiterate that Newsmax claim that Trump feared releasing Epstein files could destroy innocent careers. And this was a St. Patrick's Day White House talk, where Trump said names tied to Epstein had nothing to do with his conduct, like lunches of correspondence. So this kind of suggests that Trump, not Bondi, halted the disclosures to protect reputations, though that's unverified. Now, Tom Fitton of Judicial Review, he's amplifying the unverified theories. He's talking about, hey, maybe it's Trump's name or people close to him because of 2024 filings for the 1990s through 2000s Mar-a-Lago visits. That could be what drove the shutdown. It was done to avoid scrutiny. Though Tom Fitton himself has no evidence. It's not political theater. MAGA sees the Axios reported mem as a deep state whitewash. Mike Benz claiming, quote, global CIA/Mossad network, unquote. Please, give us some proof at least. In a Zero Hedge interview, Benz was alleging USAID and CIA funding manipulate foreign and domestic narratives. See, he's right, but that's a massive net. Now he needs to provide specifics, and he doesn't. If Trump had ties to Epstein, as Fitton may have said, not the sex, but just ties to him, evidence would have surfaced under Obama or the Biden administration, and they found no such links. Well, that's because they were involved. Well, no, they would have redacted everything but the Trump stuff. You know that, and I know that, so stop lying. Again, 2024 Gallup post ranked Epstein's case 8th among American concerns, below economy and immigration. And people tell me, well, William, it's trending. So it's trending with 1 million people on X. There's 350 million Americans. Stop being a buffoon. There's 25 million MAGA active on social media. It's probably another 50 million with 25 million of those not active. You see how this works? So what's really going on? The 2025, closing it out post-election. There's a reek of containment? I'd say so. But there were 300 gigabytes of data, hard drives, tapes. They were supposed to be released. We haven't seen much of it. We've seen a lot of it, but they haven't shown it to us in terms they've seen it, supposedly. But out of all that, they're saying they use no prosecutable client list or compromising materials with that. It's a German term, I believe. So this suggests it's a myth or too explosive to reveal. Thus, I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy theory. No whistleblower has emerged. Virginia Giuffre was the closest, and she was discredited, and she did that herself. Cover-ups are alleged. No hard evidence supports the CIA or Mossad or Trump-driven suppression. And this is what cements Epstein's legend as elite impunity masked by woke culture's distractions. In essence, the rich get away with it. And we get distracted by other issues, as all the false narratives that the woke left is putting out. So is Trump implicated? Well, his only option right now would be to fully, I agree with two or three people brought this up, Kelly and a few others. Oh, in fact, Ken W. Good, a guest on my show last night, fired up. We talked about the Epstein. He said it as well. The only thing she can do is fully open up access to Bondi, what Trump can do to Bondi and Patel and Bongino, I guess, too, in a press conference to talk about anything Epstein related and answer every question. But doing that, they would stick to their statement that there's nothing of note. Now, opening this up, and let's say they come out and say, well, we do have this, but there were all these innocent names. Well, that's going to open it up to the Democrats branding him a liar, covering up ties. Think about that. Again, there's 15 to 25 million active users for MAGA. 6% of Americans, 8% social media users. So it's single digit. And most, well, about, I'd say 80%, as the study showed, will remain loyal to Trump. That was a Reuters analysis. So the threats of him losing his base, that's theatrics for influencer clicks, not a real risk. And per O'Reilly, I agree. If he shut it down, he shut it down to protect the individuals he viewed as innocent. We'll never know. So is Epstein just a footnote now, or is this something real that Democrats will use to hit Trump where it hurts? It's being brought about, being front page because some MAGA influencers or self-appointed saviors of America saw the grift or honestly believe there's more to the story. It's probably a combination of both, to be honest. Look, I'm doubting on what matters. The war in Ukraine, Iran, and I'll say it, I want regime change there, but by the people. Gaza matters, Europe's in flux, NATO's feeling the strain, and they've kind of upped their ante. Why? I think it's so they can help Ukraine, but as long as they're upping their ante in terms of 2 to 5% to help fund NATO, tariffs are hitting right. So yeah, we've got a ways to go, but we are on the right path. Trump's team is scoring wins, economy's up, the border's tight, and we're forging new deals like it's 1980 again. But here's the thing, if we want to keep trust in the mix, transparency isn't optional. And that's what the MAGA influencers are saying isn't happening, and I'll buy that to agree. But you have to understand the media is going to lie about Trump no matter what. Democrats will smear. That's their game. And Trump has built a big tent inside MAGA, and we've got to hold steady with that. And you can demand those Epstein files, but still back Trump. What you're hearing now is 12-year-old petulant children who are angry. Well, I can't support him. Screw him. Or you're going to lose your base. You know, demanding the Epstein files and still supporting Trump and stating that, talking that to the crowd that follows you, that's not betrayal. That's accountability. But to threaten makes you no better than the Democrats we fight. The folks threatening to jump ship over this, let's be honest, they're missing the math. No politician gets it all done, not even Trump. But to them, if it's not 100 out of 100, they scream at the top of their lungs that they've been betrayed. And while this Epstein mess might feel huge online, most Americans aren't glued to it. Sad but true. So we know one thing, that 2008 plea deal Epstein got and what it proved, the rich and powerful play by different rules. That's real. And that's what stuck to me. Elitists get away with it. Now, Jeffrey Epstein, he's the guy who got off easily. And by that, I mean, he's gone, will never face any punishment. And now he's a legend, infamous. But a legend nevertheless. His name will sit up there right next to JFK, MK Ultra, Bigfoot, and UFOs. The stuff America talks about when it's figuring out who really runs the show. There you have it, my friends. I thank you for listening and tuning in. Before I leave you, do not forget to give this podcast a thumbs up. Make sure you like and share it. and bookmark grumblingsmedia.com, grumblingsmedia.com, where you'll find the Red, White, and Rude podcast. This one where culture and politics come into play. As Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream of culture. That includes sports with my Points on the Board podcast, where I talk about sports as a culture in relation to politics. I do talk sports too. And then my Fired Up California, and then my Fired Up National Politics podcast. Self-explanatory. You'll find all those at grumblingsmedia.com. You're probably listening to me right now on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, and I believe we are now on Amazon. I have to double check, but I believe we are now on there. But that said, you can follow us there under the handle Grumblings Media. Thank you for tuning in, my friends. And until next week, I am William Del Pilar. Stay safe. Learn to realize what is nuance that separates conspiracy theory from actual reality, and we'll be much better as MAGA. Take care.